The San people of the Kalahari Desert, also known as the Bushmen, live a simple and precarious life. A few of them still eke out a survival in the traditional way as hunter-gatherers. These are remarkable people. They wander around the Kalahari Desert hunting animals for food with bows and arrows. They tip their arrows with a particularly effective poison made from beetle grubs. But even so, this hunting doesn't exactly provide a steady and dependable diet. They actually have to scrape together most of their calories every day from a variety of roots and tubers and fruits and protein sources that are easier to come by than a full-grown wildebeest. Things like lizards and mice and unhatched ostrich eggs. The Bushmen are great hunters and trackers, but they are not at the top of the food chain in the Kalahari. There are animals that are higher up. The Bushmen are not the fastest or the strongest or the most deadly animals in the Kalahari. Some of the animals view the Bushmen as a protein source somewhere in between unhatched ostrich eggs and full-grown wildebeest on the difficulty scale. We call these lions. The Bushmen call them danger. In fact, in their language, almost any unknown, vague, undefined, threatening danger that lurks outside the circle of firelight around their campfire is often referred to simply as lions. It could be a leopard, could be a deranged buffalo, it could be a puff adder lying on the path, it could be a violent lightning storm, it could be getting separated from your tribe, it could be running out of food and water. It could be almost any mishap or almost any mistake. There are only a few ways to survive in the Kalahari, and at least 1,000 ways to die. Lions pretty well sums it up. Life is simple. It is usually short, and it is always precarious. And every night, as the shadows close in, the lions, literal and metaphorical, lurk just outside the circle of firelight. Aren't you glad you're not a Bushman? Our life is a lot easier, a lot safer, a lot more secure, isn't it? Isn't it? I think we think it is. Obviously, we don't generally have to worry about getting literally eaten by lions or trampled by buffalo or starving to death. We've managed to vastly extend the apparently safe circle of our firelight to fend off the lions and the dangers that threaten us. We pretend that we can ward off the threatening unknown with sturdy houses and antibiotics and airbags and disability insurance. But sometimes, for all of us, it's not enough. And the danger we thought we held at bay gets loose. The world we thought we had under control gets us by the throat. The illusion we concoct of power and invincibility dissolves like smoke at the sound of a word. "It's cancer," says the doctor. "There's been an accident," says the voice of a stranger over the phone. "Your son has been taken to the hospital." Or, "It's mom," says your sister, fighting back the tears. "They don't think she's going to make it. Deliver us from evil. rescue us from the time of trial. And it's not only death, of course, it's also all those little deaths, the little lions that don't swallow us up whole all at once but nibble away at us day after day, the failed test, the disappointing placement, the spouse who doesn't understand you, or the someone else who does, the bite of envy, the ache of all that cool stuff that you see and want and just cannot buy. My friends, there are lions, large and small, all around us. Lions inside us, our old evil foe, like a lion looking for a chance to have us for lunch. The world, our flesh, and the evil one himself all conspire to wreak real havoc, to do as much damage as possible in us, to us, through us. Despite our daily illusions and pretensions to the contrary, you and I live our own precarious lives, made all the more dangerous because we don't really admit to the danger, often until it's too late. Deliver us from evil. Rescue us from the time of trial. Lord, teach us to pray. And he does. And in that prayer, he shows us our escape, both from the illusion of power over our own lives and from the fear of every lion that might lurk out in the shadows. Deliver us from evil. Only God can do that. So forget about every pretense that you can take care of yourself, that you can manage every risk and prepare for every contingency. You and I aren't protected by our piety. We are not spared for the sake of our spirituality. We will find no refuge in the strength of our own faith. Nothing in heart or hand or head can deliver us from evil or guard us from the lions. Only God can do that. And not only can, but does do that. He promises, in fact, he stakes his word and name on helping you, protecting you, keeping and guarding you, delivering you from evil. There's no need to cower and cringe and keep glancing over your shoulder to see if the lions are sneaking up behind you. You can rest easy, not because there are no lions out there. You know there are. You would know I was lying if I told you there weren't. But because you know the one who knows how to rescue us from every evil of body and soul, possessions and reputation. In short, from the lions. That about sums up what you can expect from your God and Father. That is what he promises to do for you. How could he not? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not now freely give us all things with him? Deliver us from evil. This prayer, Jesus teaches us, cannot be evaluated or measured by checking to see whether bad things still happen to good people, whether those who pray this prayer really get delivered from evil or not. When I pray, deliver us from evil, I'm not flipping open my communicator and giving the order, Scotty, beam me up. God's plan is not just to get me out of the latest scrape I've got myself into. He never loses sight, as you and I often do, of the big picture, the long horizon, the final target of his rescue, his deliverance with a capital D. What he plans is, finally, when our last hour comes, to give us a blessed end. Oh my, was I really ready to pray for that? Isn't that just like God, to go all ultimate and eschatological on me just when I had much smaller fish to fry? Here we are praying as we are taught, each of us with his or her own private peril in mind, when we pray together. The one thinking of the money that's not enough, the other the sick child, the grades and the hopes and the petty deadlines and the small temptations. And the Lord knows all that and cares for all of that too. But he has his eye on the end. On our end, a blessed end. And sometimes the shortest, safest way to get us from here to there is right through places we'd rather not go, right through stuff we would rather not happen, right through the lions, in fact. The Lord Jesus went to great pains to make you his own so that you might live with him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity, in short, to deliver you from evil and to get you there from here. He wants you to live in faith and die in faith. So he's getting you ready for that and teaching you to pray for that so that you can learn to want what he wants, to love what he loves, and to believe what he promises. So Jesus Christ teaches us to pray, deliver us from evil.